is 18 now until the hour. Now, Media Watch, clamping an illegal chokehold on both the excesses and the omissions that contaminate our national media organ, with veteran broadcast reporter Walter Cronkite.
Return with me now to August 15th, 2001, a Wednesday like so many before it, replete with the rambling discourses of the vaunted New York Times vindictive, chattering busybody, columnist Maureen Dowd. Yes, bent over the Media Watch gurney of investigation today is none other than Ms. Dowd, skirt pulled up to Lewinsky Levy level, caught in pretty darn snappy derriere, waving in the breeze, awaiting the Walter Cronkite digit of doubt. So, let the probe begin. On initial examination, we find our favorite wisecracking wiseacre might very well be in need of a stem cell transplant, cells manipulated to form new brain tissue, because clearly some malevolent force has turned her own into something resembling lasagna. We need only take a passing glance at a couple of columnist Dowd's most recent musings for confirmation. A column of August 15th was based around a perceived showdown between CNN and the Fox News Network, in which Mo wondered aloud whether the new top cop at CNN, Walter Isaacson, might be cozying up to conservatives, and what would certainly be, this old ink bunny's estimation, a futile attempt to try to alter CNN's well-deserved image as little more than a mouthpiece for his bestia. Ms. Dowd's characteristically breezy, if wordy, observations made for a column only slightly less compelling than sitting with your feet in a bucket of ice water reading the yellow pages. First of all, hiring an elitist such as Time Magazine's Mr. Isaacson to run CNN only ensures that it shall forever remain a refuge of effete left-wing snobbery. And second of all, nobody cares. CNN has rendered itself irrelevant, and Ms. Dowd, it seems, is on a similar curve. We look back to August 12th, Maureen's most recent Sunday Times column. What do we find? Navajo code duggers couldn't figure this crap out. A painfully labored and corny 650 words or so that sought to make some unfathomable point about the stem cell controversy through the guise of a fictionalized George Bush as an undercover research scientist. Sound up? Indecipherable. What has happened to Ms. Dowd? Where is the heavy artillery we admired that could be brought to bear on the absolutely innocent, the caustic wit, the petty bitchiness, the constant drumbeat of the Bushies as scrubbing inarticulate apes, and all the rest of the familiar political bile posing as informed prose, the snide, snotty, sneering snarls from a pen dipped in acid? Where, indeed, the ecstasy of the agony? Unhappily, we don't know. Ever since the Michael Douglas thing blew up in Ms. Dowd's face, her lap, whatever, the young woman has changed, her muse apparently gone. Yes, the wheel's spinning, but the hamster is dead, leaving the poor woman with a vacancy at the Grey Matter Motel, I'm afraid. Or perhaps it's little more than the following. With apologies to Afro Man, I suggest a new verse for the hip hopper, dedicated to Mo Dowd. I was going to write a decent newspaper column, but then I got high. Sad. For Media Watch, this is Walter Cronkite. Thank you and good night.
We're begging you to say.
What will you do?